Hello.
Yes, sir. My name is Arterius, and I'm returning your call on behalf of customer support. If you still needed any assistance, can we begin with your zip code?
Assistance, who are you calling from?
Factory direct.
Okay. Is that savebyday.com? Is that what that is?
That's a vendor's name.
Okay, good. Yeah, I do need assistance.
Can I get your zip?
Yep, 14701.
And what's your name, sir?
Thomas Nelson, NELSEN.
So that's Thomas
That's correct.
Nelson.
NELSEN.
S-E-N, you did say that. All right. Mr. Nelson, that didn't get you pulled up. I'm gonna run your phone number now. So far, I ran your zip, your name. I'm running your phone number. Hopefully, that gets you pulled up. Can you tell me what this call is in regard to?
Yeah, and unauthorized deduction out of my bank account. I just got my statement, and there's $59.95 withdrawal on there, and that wasn't authorized by me. So we've got a problem here.
You sure you dialed the right number?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm real sure. That's the number that was.
Can I get the last four of the card that was used in the transaction?
Yeah, I believe 3657.
It was no Nelson came up under that. You get an order number, email address,
I've got an email address.
which is
TNELLY1300@yahoo.com.
All right.
I got it right here on my bank. I got it right here on my bank's account. It's got savebyday.com. It's got a phone number of 888-421-5220, which is the number I called. It's got a date, July 12th, and the deduction was $59.95.
All right, I ran that zip. I meant not that zip. I apologize. That email, that didn't retrieve it neither. Yes, sir. So you may need to contact your bank or your credit card company and make sure that you have the correct number.
Yeah, I've got the number. It's what it shows on there. It's got a phone number, 888-421-5220.
I get that.
That's the number I called.
All right, I get that. And 9 times out of 10, all it'll take is that zip for me to get your account pulled up. So I know it's a great chance that this charge is not with us.
Okay, you can try another zip, I suppose, here. I've got an alternate
Can I
I've got
get
an
it?
alternate yeah, 14787.
No Thomas Nelson.
No, I didn't think it would be. It should be 14701. That's the zip associated with the account and the card.
And your name is the only name that it should show in.
Yes, Thomas Nelson.
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay, so this is savebyday.com, right? I mean,
No,
that's what
sir.
it's listed as.
Right, that's the vendor's name. So if you're Googling
Okay.
that, you're not going to be able to get it from that. Because they're real
Well,
secretive.
they need to refund that money.
Right, we got to get in touch with them for them to do that.
yeah, so go ahead and get in touch with me. I mean, there's a charge on my account that's unauthorized, which means that's fraud.
Right, but we're not them.
I can contact the New York State Attorney General's office, and I can contact the FBI office out of Buffalo, New York.
Right, you can. But this charge is not with us, sir. So I would help you, but I can't help you with a charge that's not with us.
Okay, it's got your phone number on there.
I get that. I got 20 calls today looking for a U-Haul. We're not U-Haul.
I'll call the FBI. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.